Hey there, what's up? Welcome to the program. It's Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here on this Tuesday edition of the show. It's day 9 of our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We are in the initial stage, the first 12 days dedicated to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. We're going to try our best to do that. It's not possible to completely rid ourselves of the spirit of the world, but we're concentrating on doing our best to get ready to really launch into our 3 weeks of preparation for total consecration. So the first 12 days, this is just an introductory period, right? We get rid of the spirit of the world, and then next week, we start to really look at ourselves, which can be ugly. So let me just warn you about that in advance. It's not always fun. Then we look at the Blessed Mother for a week. Then we look at Jesus Christ for a week. As you can see, this builds. We lead up to Jesus Christ. So even though total consecration is generally considered to be a Marian devotion, it leads to Jesus. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary. We're giving him our entire life through the hands of the Blessed Mother, and we're trusting that she is going to do what needs to be done to get us to heaven. But we have to prepare. That's why it takes 33 days. Really great to be able to join you today on the program. Just a couple of quick comments. I sent out a newsletter, an email newsletter earlier today. If you didn't get it, make sure you sign up for my email mailing list for future emails, which is at followingthetruth.com. You'll see it on the right-hand side. It's really simple. Just provide your email address. It's important, though, that when you get a confirmation email back, you check your spam to make sure that you click on the link to let Vertical Response know that you're a real person. Followingthetruth.com for more information. But in there, I announced that I am now blogging for the National Catholic Register, which is a great newspaper owned by EWTN, as well as writing for Catholic Digest. Both of those columns that I'll be doing on a pretty regular basis has to do with overcoming worry. So if you're a worrier, you definitely want to check out those things. And also, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, the only podcast designed for worriers. I would strongly recommend that you give it a shot, see what you think. You can subscribe at the daily level if you want. You can go weekly for a 30-minute podcast, but the daily level gives you a 5-minute podcast every morning. It's going to be ready at 6 a.m. starting today, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. I made sure that they're all in there and everything appears to be working fine. You'll get it first thing in the morning. If you need a little boost to help you overcome worry, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, the only podcast designed specifically for worriers. And you know what? It's not just to make you feel good. It's to move you away from worry. The point is to leave worry behind and journey closer to Jesus Christ. That's the secret. That's what we want to do. So check out followingthetruth.com for more information about that. Okay, let's pray, and then we'll get right into the material for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you today. We know that you're with us, and we thank you for your constant presence in our lives. Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for the gift of your mother. We ask you to continue to send your Holy Spirit upon us during these days of total consecration and help us to really grow closer to your mother and also closer to you. I ask you, Lord, to speak through me on this program. Give me the words. You know the message better than I do. Give me the words. And open our minds and our hearts so that we can be receptive to what you have to say and be willing to put it into action. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. And we ask for these requests through the intercession of Mary, your mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, today it is day 9, and we're going to continue using the book Consecration to Jesus through Mary. Remember at the start, and you might be just joining us, that's fine. Even if you're joining now, we're still in the initial stages of this preparation for total consecration. We are still looking at ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. So I don't want to say you didn't miss anything, but it's not too late. How about that? using this book published by myconsecration.org, and we're using all kinds of different books, so you don't need to get a book. All you need to do is hang out, relax. I forgot my beverage du jour. I was so excited to get this show started today. I am beverageless today, so I hope you have a beverage, although I did have some Good and Plenties before the program started. That would not be a good idea to eat those on the air. I had those before we got started, and I don't have a beverage, don't have a snack, so you're going to have to eat and drink for me. The world's despair is what we're going to think about. Remember, we're contrasting the spirit of the world with the spirit of Christ. So different, you know, but we become so accustomed to become acclimated to the world. We're always watching TV and the internet. We're talking to people at the office, and we start to just accept, well, that's the way it is. It's not the way it is. Jesus will tell us the way it is. And again, I've told you this before, Christianity is radical, and it hurts sometimes if you're doing it right. If you're not doing it right, it's a piece of cake. But if you're doing it right and taking the words of Jesus Christ seriously, man, it's going to seem like you're a nut sometimes. But you know what? That's okay. That's totally okay. That's the way the Lord wants it. He had a hard time sometimes. You're going to have a hard time. You're going to be up against a lot of opposition. So, at any rate, don't worry. He's with you and he will help you. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but this is what we need to understand. The world's despair. Life on earth is very difficult. You know what? Trying to deny that is going to drive you crazy. You just have to admit it. Life on earth is very difficult. Even modern man, with all of his conveniences, finds so much lacking. Suffering can come at any time and in many forms. The strength of youth quickly gives way to middle age. Victories are followed by defeats. Dreams are often destroyed, sometimes in a single moment. God never intended the world to be this difficult, but mankind changes earth through sin. I like this. I like this because it starts off realistically. The author of this is not trying to deny that life is tough. Life can be brutal sometimes. There are disappointments. There are tragedies. There is suffering. This was not God's plan, but through sin, this came about. This life on earth, right here, is not perfect. The author goes on to say, a moment arises when a person questions, what is the purpose of my life? The world's answers offer little satisfaction and cannot save the person from hopelessness. Hopelessness is a very real phenomenon in the world today. So many people are hopeless. That's why I continue to do what I do, because I want to help people out there who are feeling hopeless. With God, there's always hope. With God, there is always hope. And I want to make sure that I can do my part. I don't know how many years or days I have left on this earth, but I want to do my part to try to share the hope of the Lord with as many people as possible, because so many are hopeless today. Okay, there's always hope with God. After God rejected Cain's sacrifice, he still offered him hope. And he said, why are you so despairing? If you do well, you can hold up your heads, from Genesis 4, 7. Later, after murdering Abel, Cain feared others would kill him. God, however, saved him by a mark. The Lord put a mark on Cain lest anyone should kill him. And that's from Genesis 4, 15. God offers hope to everyone, even those with gigantic problems. Well, then, what is the secret of hope? Which, by the way, that's a very comforting message. God offers hope to everyone, even someone who has gigantic problems. What's the secret of hope? Despair results when a person cannot overcome his problems. Hope results when a person realizes God is helping him with his problems. We can always hope, because God will change our circumstances and us. When the alcoholic hopes in higher power, his despair is destroyed. The world does not admit any power higher than itself and is doomed to despair. However, we have put our hope in him that he will rescue us again. 2 Corinthians 1:10. What is Mary's role? God knew that we needed a very special mother, so he decided to become a man and have his own mother so that he could give her to us. Isn't that cool? God decided to become man so that he could have a mother and then give his mother to us. On the cross, Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, behold your son," and to the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." Jesus gave us everything, even his own mother. She will lead you from searching to finding, from despair to hope. She has helped millions. You are her next success story. Doesn't that make you feel good? You are Mary's next success story. If you feel hopeless today, just relax. It's about to get better. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary is life-changing. So even if you're feeling hopeless today, you're going to see it's not hopeless, but things are about to get much better for you. A journey of hope, a religious conversion, is a great mystery. No one can predict it or bring it about. The person experiences a breakthrough. "I have found God," he says. The transformed are slow to speak about the gift, wanting to make sure that the experience will last. Enjoying a newfound friendship with God, they can trace the journey, understanding how it commenced and how they were saved. Look upon these 33 days as your journey with Mary from despair to hope. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. Look upon these 33 days as your journey with Mary from despair to hope. No matter where you are right now, even in full-blown despair, you're on a journey from that despair to hope. On October the 7th, after many days of preparation, we've got 33 days of preparation. We're only in day 9 right now. On October the 7th, you'll have the opportunity to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary. It's going to get really good. You should get excited about it because it's going to be amazing. St. Louis de Montfort writes, "St. Francis of Assisi saw Mary at the top of a ladder and was told that he had to go through her to enter eternal glory. Mary welcomes souls into her earthly paradise where they can hide from their enemies. To stay firm in a torrent, to sail through turbulent seas, to be safe in a dangerous countryside are miracles that Mary works for her children." Finally, St. Louis states, "Following Mary, you will never go astray." Some statements from St. Louis de Montfort, the man, or the saint, I should say, who popularized total consecration to Jesus through Mary. He knows what he's talking about. Let's close this portion of the show with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator, come to me, come. From your bright heavenly throne, come, take possession of my soul, and make it all your own. You who are called the Paraclete, best gift of God above, the living Spirit, the living fire, sweet unction and true love, you who are sevenfold in your grace, finger of God's right hand, his promise, teaching little ones to speak and understand. O, guide our minds with your blessed light, with love our hearts inflame, and with your strength which never delays, confirm our mortal frame. Far from us drive our hellish foe, true peace unto us bring, and through all perils guide us safely beneath your sacred wing. Through you may we the Father know, through you the eternal Son, and you the Spirit of them both, three blessed, three in one. All glory to the Father be, and to the risen Son, the same to you. O Paraclete, while endless ages run, amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Please spread the grace of the flame of love over all humanity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good stuff today, wasn't it? You're on a journey from despair to hope. And you know where on that range you are? Doesn't really matter. You could be at the far throes of despair right now. Doesn't matter. You're still going to get there. or you could be just a little down. Maybe not in full-blown despair. Maybe you got some doubts. Maybe things looking a little hopeless to you. You are on the right path. Continue to journey with us as we move from despair to hope. As usual, if you have questions, shoot me an email at Gary at followingthetruth.com. I've got like a million email addresses, and sometimes I get confused. They all still work, by the way. Gary at followingthetruth.com is the best one to use for purposes of this show. All right, we are done with the consecration preparation for today, but please don't go anywhere. I got some scripture for you. We're going to open the Bible and look at the daily mass readings. You're going to get to hear the Lord speak to you directly. You really don't want to miss this. This is so important. It ties in nicely. We give you some advice on how to move closer to the Blessed Mother, and then we let the Lord speak to you directly. So stick around after the break. We'll be back with more of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
All right, you listened, you came back. You get extra credit for this. Welcome back to the program. It's really good that you're listening to the entire show. I know it's easy to, you know, because people have asked me before, put the consecration material, put it in the beginning of the show because I have so many other things to do. But honestly, we're all busy. That's the wrong attitude. I understand some people are really busy, but if you can't spend 30 minutes to listen to God's word, I mean, maybe you should just like reevaluate what's going on. Again, you could split the show up. It's a podcast. You don't have to listen to it all at once. Anyway, I'm preaching to the choir. I'm very grateful you're back and you're taking it seriously and you're ready to listen to the written word of God in sacred scripture. Today is Tuesday of the 23rd week in ordinary time. I'm Gary Zimak, by the way, but you probably already know that. The first reading today comes from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 15. Now remember, these words, they're addressed to the Colossians, but the church teaches this is the word of God. It's addressed to each of us as well. Brothers and sisters, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted in him, and built upon him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy according to the tradition of men, according to the elemental powers of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells the whole fullness of the deity, bodily, and you share in this fullness in him, who is the head of every principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body with the circumcision of Christ. You were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross, despoiling the principalities and the powers. He made a public spectacle of them, leading them away by triumph in it. It's a good reading, this first reading. It's just a reminder that you're going to be enticed. Look, we just spent time, and we've been throughout the past several days, we're going to be doing it for a few more days, we're looking at the spirit of the world. You're going to be enticed by the world. Hey, come on, go for it. It's going to feel really good. This Christ stuff, come on, that's nonsense. Just have a good time. That's the message of the world. Gratification right now. It's got to feel good. Pursue it. Come on, you don't need any suffering. Get rid of your suffering. Here, just make yourself feel good. Drink this. Watch this. Do this, right? It's the spirit of the world. And yet that happiness doesn't last. We all know that. Most of us have been there. I searched for happiness in the world. It's not there. Can you imagine if you get to the point where you are peaceful no matter what's happening in your life? I'm not saying you won't suffer, but that you are peaceful. You can accept it. That your internal happiness or peace doesn't depend on external circumstances. That is possible to get there. This is a journey. We're going to continue on this journey, not just for these 33 days that we make total consecration, but for the rest of our lives. We want to journey closer to the Lord every day. How many days will that be? I don't know. Only He knows when He's going to call us home. But each day, if you get a little bit closer to Him, you will be a little closer to achieving that goal where you can be peaceful no matter what's happening around you. It is possible, but it takes work. And the work involves you getting closer to the Lord every day, doing what you can, praying, reading Scripture, receiving the sacraments, doing the things that you can to get closer to Him. And as you do that, you will start to feel more peace. So Paul is basically saying, like, the world's going to offer you a lot of temptation. Are you going to go with what the world says? Or are you going to go with what Christ says? If you go with what Christ says, expect opposition from the world. The message of Christ is radically different than the message of the world. But I'm so glad you're here listening to the Word of God now through the daily Mass readings. It's important that you hear what He has to say. When you're baptized, you die with Christ. You die to yourself, and you're a new creation, if you will. Now you live in Christ. And you're part of the mystical body of Christ. Remember we talked about that yesterday? You're part of Christ's body. That means you'll suffer sometimes, sure. He suffered. But ultimately, there can be great joy even in that suffering. And I know this gets pretty abstract, and it's hard to understand. But I'm telling you, He's the real deal. Jesus Christ is the real deal. And He's going to bring you peace far beyond anything the world can ever give you. Psalm 145 is our responsorial psalm. The Lord is compassionate toward all His works. I will extol you, O my King and God, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all of His works. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. The Lord's compassionate. He loves you. He understands your needs, your wants, your desires. And you know what? He wants to take care of them all. See, unlike the world, which offers you a bunch of false promises, He offers you the truth. Happiness is found in God alone. It really is. And that's why we're doing this total consecration. One of the reasons we're doing it is because we want to get the Blessed Mother to help us stay on the right path. It's very easy to get off the path. It really is. You know, because we like to run away from suffering and from doing the right thing. We want the quick fix. I know I do. I just want to feel good sometimes. Ah, come on, Lord, this is too hard. And this is why Mary takes me by the hand so many times and gets me back on track, because I want to keep running away. That's my nature. I'm a weakling. But you know what? I love the Lord. I'm really weak, but I love the Lord. I want to learn to love Him more. And she helps me. I need all the help I can get. The Lord is compassionate. He loves us. You can go to him any time of night or day. And he can help us. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 19. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray. And he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and healed them all. Man, there's a lot going on in this gospel. Let's touch on a couple of important points. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. I don't have time to pray, Gary. I'm too busy. I don't have the time to do it. Don't you understand? I'm a busy person. Jesus, okay? Not just like a really good guy. Jesus Christ, true God, true man, spent the night in prayer. You sure you don't have the time? You sure you can't make a little time in the morning or in the night? Or maybe take a break during the day? Yeah, it's that important. Who was Jesus praying to? He wasn't praying to himself, was he? No, he was praying to God, his heavenly Father. See, the three persons of the Trinity, they are distinct. Father, Son, Spirit. They talk. They can talk. And you and I, we could talk to any of them. They're all distinct. They're all God. They're all on the same page, if you will, to use a terrible expression. I mean, that's nowhere near theologically accurate, but you get what I mean. They're all on the same page. They know what one another is thinking. Their will is one, but they're three persons. They're distinct. Jesus was praying to his Father. Sets a great example to us. He had a big decision to make, to choose his apostles. I know you're thinking, like, couldn't he have prayed a little harder? This is the best he could do. He prays all night and he comes up with these nincompoops. But honestly, this is what happens when you say yes to Jesus. If he could use those guys, believe me, he can use us too. What a bunch of knuckleheads. These are the guys upon whom he'll build a church that will last until the end of time. Picture yourself being a businessman. You have a corporation. You're going to put these guys in charge? This goes to show you that St. Paul, when he said, "For when I am weak, then I am strong," he got it. And you and me, we need to get it too. The weaker we are, the more work that God will do through us. There's no way that any of us will be rejected if we offer ourselves to the Lord. Lord, please use me. Or, Lord, please help me get through this crisis I'm facing right now. You can do it with his help. The weaker you are, the more strength he'll give you. He's going to give you what you need. And we just have to admit, we're weak. We need help. The Lord can use any of us. So as we go through this total consecration process, and you might think, like, well, I'm not going to make it. It's too tough. Or I'll never be good enough to get to know Jesus. Or I'll never be able to trust him. Give it a chance. He'll give you the help you need, right? You think the apostles weren't getting a lot of help? Of course they were. And what did they end up doing? Just about all of them were martyred. Tradition tells us they were martyred for belief in Christ. If he can use them, he absolutely can use you too. Trust that the Blessed Mother is going to help you. She's going to keep you on the right track, okay? Now, good job. Tomorrow when we come back, it's day 10 already. Isn't that amazing? Day 10 out of 33. So we're getting there. We are headed, as a reminder, toward the main goal is October the 7th. We make our total consecration. And remember, if you're new, welcome. You're very welcome here. Snacking and beverage drinking is encouraged. So whatever you need to do to chill and hang out with me for 30 minutes each day, go for it. We sit around at the table and we talk about Jesus. Right now, we're in the midst of preparing for total consecration. So that means Monday through Friday, we do a 30-minute podcast each day. Saturday and Sunday, I'm doing 15 minutes. So I'm asking you to be here on the weekends. I know it's tough, but look, if I'm here, I need company. I don't want to be lonely. So I want to thank you for joining me on the program. Remember to go to followingthetruth.com for more information about my work and to please consider supporting me with a financial donation so that I can continue to do what I do. You just go to followingthetruth.com, click on support, and you're going to have several options. Everything from Mystic Monk Coffee to signing up for my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast, created especially for warriors, to giving me a one-time donation or becoming a monthly sponsor. These are ways that you can help me financially so that I can keep doing what I'm doing, spreading the good news on a full-time basis, and at the same time supporting my family. I thank you in advance for anything you can do over at followingthetruth.com. In the meantime, I'm going to run now. Thanks for listening. God bless you. And until we meet again, remember, the Lord's with you wherever you go. Just turn around and say hi. See you next time. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.